So today I also want to introduce our friends, Randy and David. So, I think it's before the pandemic, in 2018, that's the first time we invite you to the park. That's Blackie Pit. We're supposed to be there today, but we cannot.
Now we are 2018
And we also invited him back for a few times. So they are Randy and Debbie, they have wonderful stories. Their stories can make a Hollywood movies.
那这个 Randy 跟 Debbie 的故事呢，可以作为一个好莱坞电影了。
How many people were there the first time in the park?
那次他们聚会的时候，有几个人在呢？
Yeah, we have half of us. Is the story exciting?
Yes,
exciting.
Never-ending story.
Never-ending story. But so if they have chance, they can chat with you. Today they bring a message. But usually the way we invite our guests is always we know our guests, the Lord is going to speak to them. So usually they will ask me, what should I preach? I say, you wait on the Lord.
一般他们都会问，哎呀，我今天讲什么好呢？但我都会回应他们，让他们等候神。
So we know that they will give us a good surprise.
我们相信他会给我们一个非常好的惊喜。
And for sure it's a blessing. Okay, could you come up? We pray for you.
Can we sit in front of like a grandpa?
Oh, yeah, that's also fine.
Can I bring this up?
Yeah, sure.
I'll just feel comfortable sitting with the family.
I can
bring that up. I'm just talking to the family. We just talk with like,
yeah.
If anybody wants to ask questions when I'm speaking, you can ask questions.
No problem.
When the Lord had meetings, they first started in houses.
That's right.
And it was more like a dinner.
Randy?
Yes.
Is that low enough?
That's fine. Yeah. I've never done this before. So
but this might be
is that a Zoom?
Way...
So my...
Yeah.
I don't do technology, so this is my first time on computer ever. I don't have a computer and I don't have a cell phone.
他说他不做不用这些技术性的东西，这是第一次用 Zoom.
I do.
他的太太做，太太用。
Let's worship and praise with Father.
So should I stand?
I don't sit down.
You are so humble.
It's a house meeting. It's up to you. It just feels like
a chair. Okay.
You know,
I'm joking.
At the last supper, said they were reclining.
Yes. 在这个最后的晚餐里面，他们其实斜躺着呢，是很这个放松的。
Yes, come sit with me, my brother. So Holy Spirit, we love you.
圣灵，我们。爱你。
And we thank you, you're always with us.
谢谢你，你永远和我们同在。
We thank you, someone else is coming.
我们感谢主，也有人继续的进来。
And we're just family here today.
我们今天是一个家。
So we love you, our Father.
我们的父亲，我们爱你。
Holy Spirit, I always call you mother.
我常常我叫我的圣灵就像我的母亲一样。
And Jesus, our big brother.
耶稣就是我们的长兄。
Now we'll share one little thing before we go on.
我要奉献一点点。
The reason I call the Holy Spirit my mother,
这个我把圣灵叫做我母亲的原因
，is the year that my natural mother died.
在我母亲去世的那一年
，I was pastoring a church.
我正在牧养一个教会。
And I was very busy.
我是非常非常的忙碌。
So I didn't really understand she was gone until the next Mother's Day.
那事实上那个时候我并不知道他已经去世了直到第二个母亲节
So I was in my backyard praying
我在我的后院里面我在祷告的时候
And crying because I was missing my mother
因为我在非常的想念我的母亲
And the Holy Spirit said
那圣灵就告诉我
You can call me mom
那你就可以来叫我母亲
So from that day on When I wake up in the morning I say good morning father Good morning mother
所以从那一天开始呢
And good morning,
我就开始说
morning, my big brother.
我的天上的父早上好
And we are all brothers
圣灵母亲早上好我们都是弟兄姐妹
of the same family.
是同一家的弟兄姐妹
So I'm so excited to see my brother again
今天我也非常的高兴，我再次见到我的弟兄。
And I'm so excited to bring you some more of the never-ending story.
我再次的也能把我这个从来不结束的故事给你们讲一下。
In the last time since I've seen you, I don't think I've told you. I did. Did you find out when I passed away at the hospital? Did I talk to you about that?
A little bit.
I won't go far into that, but I had a near-death experience at that time.
在上次我可能给大家分享了一下我自己有一个濒死经验，就是死过去又活过来。
And I could hear the Lord speaking back and forth mentally, not with my mouth.
那个时候呢，我就感受到主在跟我呢在脑子里面在交流，不是在嘴里面。
I was in the hospital.
我在医院里面。
And I lost my body. I was gone.
那我事实上身体已经不见了，我已经走了。
And it was just pure white out, perfect white. Everything was white.
那我就看到全是白色的
，and perfect peace，
那也是非常的平安
，and knowledge，
那很多的知识
，understanding like you cannot understand it in the natural，
很多的这个智慧好像你过去从来没有过的。
It's taken me 4 years actually to get to the point I'm at now。
那好像真的有4年的时间我才能缓过神来。
Where I can explain it better。
那我能够讲给大家听。
At that time, I felt it wasn't time for me to go yet.
那个时候，我自觉着我不是回天家的时候。
In my mind, I was thinking about my wife.
那个脑子里面，当时呢，我在想到我的太太。
My children.
我的孩子。
And the call in my life.
而且我生命里面的呼召。
So in my mind, I felt myself pulling forward.
所以在我的这个脑子里面呢，我觉得我自己在往前在拽。
But in my mind, I said, "No, Lord."
那我的身体灵魂要出我的身体，但是呢，我的脑子告诉我不行。
Not yet, I'm not finished.
我自己还不能走，因为我还没有完成我的使命。
He said, "Go back and preach one more time."
那圣经说，你再回来，再要再次的来讲道。
And in my spirit, I said, "When will this happen?"
我的灵里面问着，什么时候成就这些
？It will begin the summer that your daughter gets married.
他就说，在圣诞给我讲，就是说是在那个夏天，是你的。女儿要结婚的时候。
So then I was back in my body in the hospital.
那完了以后呢，我的灵魂就回到我的身体。
They were running around saying, "He's back, he's back."
那他们医生护士呢就忙碌说，哎呦，他回来了，回过来。
Whether I died or not, I don't know exactly, but I wasn't in my physical body. I had an out of body experience.
那不知道我是不是真的死过去，但是我知道我的灵魂已经出了窍。
So I came back, and it took me time to heal.
那我回来的时候呢，其实需要一段时间的医治。
Because I had open heart surgery, they cut me right open and changed the valve in my heart.
那我其实呢做了一个心脏的手术，他把这个胸腔打开呀、啊，做了把一个那心脏的那个东西换掉，那 valve.
They said it was hereditary because my father, my grandfather, and my older brother all died in their 50s.
这个有点好像家族性的，就是我的父亲、我的哥哥、长兄都是50多岁就过世了。
This was 58 when this happened. This was 4 years ago.
那这件事情发生呢？在4年以前，我58岁的时候。
So then I started getting in shape.
然后后来呢，我就好了以后，我就开始就慢慢的恢复我的身体。
Spirit, soul, and body.
那我的灵、我的魂、我的体。
And it was getting close to my daughter's wedding coming.
那当然就是越来越靠近我的女儿的婚礼。
And then COVID hit.
完了以后呢 ，COVID 就来了。
And I said, "Oh God!"
我说，哦，这是神啊。
You said this year at my daughter's wedding.
我就说的，今年就是我的女儿的婚礼。
He said, "I didn't say her wedding was going to be this year."
我说，他说，是我没有告诉你，今年就是你女儿的婚礼。
I said, "At her wedding."
我只是说在她的婚礼上面。
So 1 year goes by.
一年过后。
I get back in good shape for the wedding again.
我就继续锻炼身体，我就把身体弄好，就是装备预备婚礼。
Same thing happens again, one more year.
但又拖了一年。
Yeah, be careful with water.
Okay.
One more year. So.
又是一年。
So then I got out of shape again at Christmas time this year.
那今天呢？我们继续。
Too much food. I went up to 255 pounds again.
我也吃了很多，锻炼身体，现在有225磅。
We only live in a one small bedroom apartment, so there's not much exercise.
我们住的房子呢是一室一厅，小的一个地方。
So I bought an exercise machine for the house.
我自己呢就买了一个 运动的机器。
So I've been working hard for the last three or four months to get back in shape this year for the wedding.
所以呢，我过去三四个月一直就来锻炼呢，就是准备好要参加我女儿的婚礼。
So I lost 45 pounds again. Now I'm back down.
又是这个减了45磅的体重。
And the Lord said it will be this year.
神就说就是今年。
So Bing called me about a few months ago.
那 Bing 呢打电话给我在几个月前。
I think he was with Mary.
那时候他跟 Mary 在一起。
And they said we believe in our hearts that God is going to do something with you at the wedding or something like that. You called me and said we're behind you.
Yes, yes.
So now, go ahead.
并就讲就说，我相信神要借着你这个婚礼呢，要做点事情。
Now I'm well. I know lots of churches.
我知道很多的教会。
And lots of pastors.
很多的牧者。
But Lord has told me only to share this with Bing.
但是神呢，只让我跟 Bing 来分享。
And to his people.
而且给他的会众。
Except for when I get to the wedding this summer.
那除了再次在这个婚礼里面遇到的人。
Up in Kitimat.
在这个 Kidman.
So he showed me very deeply on how much passion he has for us to come to the marriage feast in heaven.
就是主呢，就是我启示，就是在信里面，将来我们在羔羊的婚礼上面呢，是多么重要的一件事情。
He showed me many things about the future.
他给我启示很多关于将来的事情。
It is very, very bright.
那很多光明的事情。
We are on the brink of going home.
那我们真的在这个，在这个叫回家的这样一个边缘。
I was praying. He said, "I said to him, any day."
那我在祷告的时候，神就说，没任何一天。
He said, "Any day now."
对，是，甚至是今天。
He added the now in.
就是把now 就是放到今天。
I want you to tell my people, I'm coming now.
就是他要让说，你去告诉我的子民，我现在就要回来了。
No one knows the day or the hour.
就在圣经所讲的，没有人知道这个时辰。
We know the signs of the time.
但是呢，你要知道分辨这个迹象。
Now we have been waiting for 4 years. I mean, we've been waiting longer than 4 years because we've had our daughter for a lifetime.
那我当然就说我们的等了四年，其实等了很多年，因为我们的女儿跟我们一起一生都跟我们在一起。
But since the engagement, it's been 4 years.
但是呢，我们给他们订婚有四年了。
So we've had a couple dress rehearsals.
那我们当然也有婚礼做过一些这个预演。
Getting ready for the wedding and then stopping.
准备好结婚，但是又
getting ready and then stopping.
准备好又没了。
4 years in a row.
四年。
So I know what it's like to have a long engagement.
那我自己知道，就是说这样一个订婚以后有很长远的一个等待。
This has been my daughter's boyfriend from high school.
他的这个 boyfriend 的男朋友是从中学就有的。
They've never had another boyfriend or girlfriend. This is their first, the high school sweethearts.
这是他没有另外的男朋友女朋友，他们都是中学里面就是青梅竹马的。
So mommy and daddy are happy it's finally come.
那爸爸妈妈当然非常高兴，这个时刻终于来到。
I'm counting the days before we leave.
那我现在在计算这个日子，在看这个算我们参加婚礼的时间。
Only two sleeps left.
就是两个睡两个晚上。
I'm looking so forward to seeing my daughter.
我真的是在期盼着看到我的女儿。
I get to walk her down the aisle.
我要把她带上这个红地毯。
And I get to pass her to her new husband.
我要把她带给她的新郎。
And then she's going to let me speak at that time in front of the.
而且他让我要在那个整个的会众面前来讲。
Now I don't know exactly what God is doing.
我也不清楚神真正要做什么。
But I know it's something very special.
但是我知道有特别的事情。
He does not lie.
因为他不会撒谎。
He does not make things up.
他也不会来编造故事。
And as a father, looking so forward.
我作为一个父亲呢，我真的是期待着。
To his daughter being married.
那就是让他的女儿呢，进入婚礼。
Some of you know, and some of you don't know.
有些人知道，有些人不知道。
That I grew up as a street kid.
我自己呢是街上长大的。
Never expected to have a family.
我从来没有想到我会有一个家庭。
Never expected to have a daughter.
我从来没想到我有一个女儿。
And never expected to go to a daughter's wedding.
我也从来没有想到我会参加一个女儿的婚礼。
Now, as a pastor, I've facilitated many weddings.
我自己后来成为牧师呢，我自己主持了很多的婚礼。
But this will be the first wedding.
但这个
I participate as a father.
是作为父亲参加的第一个婚礼
my daughter get married.
看到我的女儿结婚
So the love and the exuberance is in my spirit.
所以我内心里面的这种爱呢，在涌溢着
God has shown me some things.
那神呢，就启示一些事情
He brought me back before the foundation of the world.
他真的把我的灵就带向这个创世以前
And he showed me when he gave us to Jesus.
他在看让看到把我们献给耶稣基督
Before the world began
甚至是在世界创世之前
Now that's a long engagement
那是就相当于一个非常长的一个预备
Before time began
就是甚至在时间开始之前
God had given us to Jesus
把我们就是献给了基督
So Jesus has been waiting
所以耶稣基督在等待着
All this time
整个这个过程里面
For his bride to be ready
就是让他的新年准备好。
Well, he showed me a vision in heaven.
他看让我看到一个异象。
Of him walking in and out of the power of God.
那要看到我自己呢，在神的能力里面是。
And he says what he says.
他跟我讲。
I'm coming to get my bride.
他说就是我要来接受我的新年。
I've been waiting for my bride.
我在等待着我的新年。
I've been yearning for my bride.
我真的在非常渴望
Jesus is a preacher
那耶稣基督真的是一个讲道的人
All of heaven is getting ready for the marriage
整个的天堂都准备好为这个羔羊的婚礼
Everyone here is invited
那每一个人在此的都是被邀请
The greatest wedding in all of eternity
这就是在永恒里面最大的一次婚宴
We are all going to
我们将来要参加
And my father has honored me with this message
那我天上的父亲就把这样一个信息放在我的。
I told nobody about this but Bing.
我只是给 Bing 有一些分享。
And my father said, I will let you release part of the message at Bing's place only.
他神就说让我呢在这个地方呢先释放一部分。
I believe with all my heart this is going to begin a move of God like nothing has happened before.
真的这是一个运动的神的一个运动的以另一个运动的开始。
It's going to start in northern British Columbia and come down like a fire. We had natural fires last year.
我相信是从北这个 BC 的北边开始，正的圣灵的火要来照向南边，就像去年有这个自然的圣灵大火一样。
This will be the fire of the Holy Ghost.
这就是圣灵的大火。
It's going to come from the north, come down.
从北要向南。
Into Vancouver.
到温哥华。
And across our nation.
要是整个的国家。
And out to the world.
也去整个的世界
Because Canada has been known around the world to be a peaceful country.
因为加拿大呢，这整个世界都认得这是一个和平的国家。
I believe.
我相信
that God has saved Canada for this time.
相信神呢，把这个加拿大预留到今天。
The Bible says in Revelation, the leaf is for the healing of the nations.
在这个圣经启示录讲到呢，这个叶子啊是为医治万民。
He told me all the bridges that brought the people to Canada.
好多的桥梁让各族各方的人呢来到加拿大。
We'll bring my word back to their countries.
就是要把神的话语呢带向各个国家。
Now, when I first met Debbie, the Lord gave me a vision at that time also of this move.
在第一次我认识我的太太 Debbie 的时候呢，神也给我一个意象，让我看到这样一个运动。
This is about 30 years ago.
这是三十年前。
And he said to me, when it happens.
他就告诉我，当这件事情发生的时候
，and she will confess for this. He said, "I do not want you to leave Canada."
那个时候他说，我不要让你不能离开加拿大。
I want you to help keep Canada lit on fire.
我要让你帮助加拿大正在这个圣灵的火里面点着。
And the fires will go back to the countries they came from.
那这些火呢，再次的着到那些曾经圣灵涌过来的地方。
And he wants me to say one thing to everybody.
神呢，要我给大家要讲一件事情。
He said, "Go to the lanes and the valleys and the hedges."
他说要你去那些街上，去那些大街小巷。
I've invited the noble and the rich and the proud.
那我确实是真的，邀请了那些尊贵的、有身份的人。
They won't answer my call.
但是呢，他不会回应我的呼召。
So he said, "Go to the broke and the hurt."
那你去那些破碎的、伤心的。
Go to the sick and the lame.
你去那些有病的那些瘸腿的
You bring my word You bring my power again
那你再次把我的话把我的能力带给他们
I will heal all he said at that time
我要医治他们完全的医治他们
I have been waiting before the time has begun
我在创世前事件开始前我就在等待。
All of heaven is excited with exuberance.
那整个的天堂都在踊跃。
They're watching the bride be prepared.
他们踊跃要看到基督的新娘已经准备好。
Which bride we all are.
我们就是这新娘里面的一部分。
So when you go into the world after today,
那今天我们进入世界的时候
say to people,
就要告诉人
do you want to come to a wedding?
哦，你要来到一个鸿宴吗？
Who's the bride?
那谁是这个青年呢？
You can say you can be.
那你就是一部分。
It will open a door for the gospel.
啊，就会对这个神的这个好消息就开门。
There has been different moves of God.
那过去有不同的圣灵的运动。
Moves of learning.
啊，有不同的这个学习的这样一个运动。
Moves of laughter.
啊，有好多的这个在圣灵里面大笑的这样一些经历。
Moves like a lamb.
啊，好像这个圣灵里面羔羊一样的这样一个运动。
This move will be like a lion.
那这一次的这个运动呢，就是圣经里面讲的是狮子的运动。
And that lion lives in you and lives in me.
那个狮子呢，就住在你的里面，也在我的里面。
The Holy Spirit of God is all of God.
那圣灵就代表着整个的神。
You have the Father.
你 have the 父。
You have the Son.
你的儿子。
And you have the Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
You have the fullness of God within you.
那在你的里面呢，有完全的神住在你的里面。
You and God are a majority.
那当我们跟神在一起的时候呢，就成了大多数。
And He's given you the power and authority.
那他就把这样一个能力和权柄赐给你。
Don't just think it.
那不仅仅是在头脑里面想。
Know it.
要知道它。
Jesus paid the highest price of all.
那耶稣基督呢，就说已经付上了全然的代价。
And He said, because of the joy that was set before me.
那圣经里面讲呢，就是因着他看见前面的这个劳苦的功效。
I can endure the terrible things of the cross.
啊，他就可以来忍受十字架上一切的苦处。
And the grave.
啊，甚至坟墓里面的苦处。
So you never will have to.
那你们不需要再经历这一切。
He's calling my bride, come home.
啊，他在呼召他的新娘要回家，回家。
The Bible talks about the 10 virgins.
那圣经呢讲到这个十个童女的比喻。
Five were ready, five were not.
五个呢已经准备好，五个没有。
I'm calling to the virgins of the body of Christ.
我今天呢就给这个主基督身体里面的这个童女呢就要来呼吁大家。
And the unbeliever.
啊，甚至不信主的人。
You are all called to this wedding.
那你今天呢，都是被呼召的。
There is not a whole bunch more time like we had in the past.
那不像我们过去一样，现在已经没有很长的时间了。
He told me from this day on, when people ask you, when do you think he's coming?
啊，那他在告诉我，今天如果有人再次问你，耶稣什么时候要来
？That my only answer is any day now.
你要告诉他，就是任何时候。
Everything has happened now.
那今天好多的事情在发生。
The gospel is being preached to the whole world through satellite.
那事实上呢，今天福音已经借着这个卫星传遍了全球。
The fullness is there.
啊，就说这圆满的情况已经到了。
You see the evil rising.
你们看到邪恶的增加。
But the Bible says, and the Holy Spirit says.
那圣经讲到，圣灵讲到。
I'm coming for my church.
我是要来为我的教会而来。
I'm coming for my bride.
我是为我的新娘而来。
And I see her without spot, wrinkle, or blemish.
我看到我的新娘无瑕无疵。
Yes, you can. And anybody that wants to ask, you can talk. This is a family meeting. If you want to ask me a question, just stop me. I'm not here to preach. I'm here to share with our family.
那今天我不仅仅是讲道，我是要给大家来分享，
作
为家庭。
Any questions or anything you understand, just raise your hand. Talk. We'll talk as long as you want.
可以来问，我们可以来分享。
Now we talked a while back, and the Lord told me in my heart, we're going back into the houses. Do you remember I told you that?
Yes.
And I believe this is how it's going to be more than anything else. The meetings will be like this.
我也曾经给病讲到，就是我们会回到家庭里面再次的聚会。
That's the Book of Acts.
那就是圣这个使徒行传所讲的。
They went house to house.
他们从一个家到另一个家。
And when we started early in our ministry,
我们一开始开始我们的这个服事的时候
，we had more success in house settings.
我们在家庭里面聚会的时候呢，那个效果非常好。
Now what I call success is not big meetings.
我们讲到这个成功呢，不是说好像大的聚会就是成功。
It's people's lives coming back together.
那而是人的生命呢，真的整合了。
The way the Lord showed me how to do it was start with a family.
那神给我这启示的就是要从家开始。
And the first couple times they were pretty rough families, mine included.
那就说一开始家庭聚会的时候呢，我发现跟我聚在一起的家都是不容易的家庭，包括我自己的。
But the family worked well together, so we helped us get healed first.
那事实上呢，就是说神要把家庭聚在一起，神让我们自己的家要得医治。
And then we went house to house in different families to start just with that family, each family individual.
我们这次呢，后来就说从不同的家，一个家到一个家。
Then we had book tables on a pool table.
我们当时呢，就是把这个书呢，就是把那个台球桌就当成书桌，我们就讲道。
Every house was different.
每一个家都不一样。
But it was very unique.
但是非常特别。
That's what I believe he's going to do again.
我相信这次神要再次要做的事情。
We do have an adversary.
那我们真的有一个仇敌。
He hates what we're doing.
他会来仇恨我们所做的。
But we're getting back to the gospel.
但是我仇恨我们不要把这个好消息再次的带给人。
So don't think anything about small beginnings.
但是我们每个人都不要来小看我们小的开始。
Hallelujah. What happened with us? We had too many. So a friend of mine that has used his Taekwondo studio.
我曾经有一个朋友呢，他用他的跆拳道的武馆。
So we started bringing everybody together on Sunday in a Taekwondo studio.
所以呢，我们就把弟兄姐妹都聚在跆拳道的武馆里面。
And then we had house meetings during the week.
我们在星期一到星期五呢，我们就在家里面聚不同家庭里面聚会。
Now a lot of people don't know what I'm going to tell you right now about Catherine Coleman.
那我不知道，你们知道不知道卡瑟琳·库曼？
Now, if you don't know who she is, she lived back in about 50 years ago. Very powerful woman of God. She lived in Pittsburgh.
那个卡特琳·库曼呢，在五十年前住在 Pittsburgh.
And she many signs and wonders. She died in 1975, I think. Many signs and wonders and miracles.
她行了很多的神迹。
But a lot of people do not know this one thing about her.
那好多人不明白有一点关于她的。
They had their meetings in houses all month long.
那他们就是举行家庭聚会呢，就是整个月都在举行家庭的聚会。
But only once a month they would come together in a big temple.
但是呢，只有一个月才一次才聚在一个大的聚会里面。
And she would not allow the cameras and things except for only one time she allowed cameras in.
她不要人家用这个照相机啊什么的，只有一次。
And they had signs and wonders in the temple, but they had many more in the houses at home.
那个时候呢，就是说这个在这个。店里面呢有这个生机其实，但更多的在家庭里面。
I believe that's what God is doing again now.
我相信这是神再次要做的。
And I feel very privileged and honored to come here with my friend and my brother.
我再次的也很高兴，荣幸来跟我的朋友弟兄在一起。
To release the beginning of this message in your house.
我来释放这样一个信息。
And I'm even happy it's in a house.
而且我也非常的高兴今天在一个家庭。
It fits right.
这是非常合适的地方。
That's what I will be doing up north, going house to house.
那我这次去了北面呢，我就是去从家庭到家庭。
And we'll probably end up in parks and places of different places, but we'll start where God starts us.
是啊，我们可能会在公园不同的地方，但是我们就是开始就是跟着神走。
I talked to my daughter the other day.
那天我跟我的女儿讲。
She said, I don't know what's going on. I said, what do you mean?
她说，爸爸，我不知道你在讲什么。
She said, you don't believe how many weddings are on that weekend.
你不知道那一天有多少个婚礼。
In a little town of Kitimat of maybe 15,000 people, she said, there's weddings everywhere.
她说那个小的一个城镇啊，只有这个一万五千人。她说好像那一天有好多的婚礼要举行。
Now she said it's probably because of COVID.
有可能是 COVID 的引起。
I said, sweetie, it's because of God.
我说亲爱的，那是因为神。
My dad has a plan.
我的父亲有一个计划。
He won't tell me all of it.
他没有一切都告诉我所有的一切。
You know what he told me?
你知道神告诉我什么
？I love it when you let me be God.
他最高兴的就是我们让他神做神。
I love it when you go a place and have no idea what's going to happen.
那我也知道你去一个地方，你不知预前什么都设计好了。
Like here today.
就像今天一样。
Many things can happen here yet today as the Holy Spirit moves.
那今天这就是圣灵在运行的时候，很多事情都会发生。
I believe this is the beginning of a great move.
我相信这是一个大的运动的开始。
I am very privileged and honored to be here today.
我非常的感恩，就是今天能够有这个荣幸来到这。
Some of you know my testimony, some of you don't.
有些人知道我过去的见证，有些不知道。
But one small thing I will tell you that don't know. I was 1 second away from killing myself when the Lord saved me.
有些人可能知道，有些人不知道。有一件事情呢，就是其实我当时也准备要自杀，就这么一点点的时间，但是神就救了我。
April 7th, 1979.
就是在四月七号是 79.
I was on the run in California.
我在这个加利福尼亚呢在逃跑。
I'd escaped two people from two different prisons, my brother and his girlfriend.
那我的弟弟和他的女朋友还有我呢，我们就是逃狱越狱跑出来。
They found handguns in my apartment.
那他们从我的家里面搜出这个手枪。
One was stolen from an RCMP.
一个是从警察那边偷来。
I should have got 15 years in prison.
我可能要再坐十五年的牢。
So me and this girl I knew.
那我认识一个女孩子。
We were going to eat some angel dust, which is very, very powerful drug.
那我们要去这个吃一种这个毒品，叫做天使的灰尘。
It will kill you like it will kill you like that.
它会立刻把你致死。
I did not think I was going to hell though. I just thought I was going to a new dimension because we were doing so much drugs. We didn't know what we were doing.
我当时并不相信我要去地狱，我相信我去了另外一个新的领域，我不知道的一个领域。
And I was afraid of going to jail to come back to Canada.
但是呢，我不想再去回到监狱里面。
But the girl who I scored the drugs off, her husband, I scored the drugs off her husband.
那我当时呢，就说给这个她的丈夫搞毒品。
She told me one day when I was buying drugs.
有一天我在买毒品的时候。
She said, Randy, you're so crazy. If you're ever going to kill yourself, come and tell me because I know Jesus personally.
Okay.
他就说 Randy, 你如果要想要自己要自杀的话，你来就告诉我，我认得耶稣。
Her name was Sue Patchett.
他的名字叫 Sue.
I said, Sue, I don't want to talk about God. I raised Catholic. I don't want to talk about it.
他说 Sue, 我不跟你讲什么神，我是一个天主教徒，我就是你不要跟我讲。
She said, No, I know Jesus personally.
他说不是的，我认识耶稣。
I looked at her like she was crazy.
我就觉得他有点
I was a crazy one.
有毛病，其实我是有毛病。
So we only lived across the alley from each other.
那我们其实住的房子那个就隔一条街。
In San Francisco.
就在这个San Francisco.
But I said to the girl I was with, before we die, kill ourselves, I'm going to run across the street and talk to Sue about Jesus.
那我就当时给我自己讲呢，在我吃这个毒品之前要死之前呢，我要跟这个素要去讲一下耶稣。
She was kind of happy. She's I didn't know she was a Christian. See, but she was kind of happy. She told me later.
但是她很高兴，我去找她。
I'll make it short, but she went and called her pastor. It's now about 1 o'clock in the morning.
那是早上一点钟。
And being Catholic, I thought, how could she call a priest at 1 o'clock in the morning?
我是从天主教毕业，我说他怎么能一点钟半夜一点钟去找这个神父呢？
I made a joke. I said, you call him father. He dresses like mother.
我说你叫他是。神父，但是他穿的像个老婆婆。
She says, "No, no, this is not a priest. This is a pastor." So I didn't understand. She went and phoned him.
他说这不是一个神父，这是一个牧师。
I was intrigued.
那我当时
I was surprised.
我当时呢真的就很吃惊。
Because I grew up Catholic.
因为我自己是从天主教背景长。
And we were very, very Italian and Catholic, very religious.
意大利的这个天主教徒非常非常的宗教化。
The rosary, pray to Mary, pray to Peter, pray to Paul, but don't pray to God.
我们就给祷告给别的什么 Mary, 不给神祷告。
She said, come to the pastor's house. And then I thought, this is quite different.
他说你来牧师家。
So we get in the car, we start going to the pastor's house.
那我们就去了牧师的家。
Inside of me, something started saying, grab the steering wheel, pull the car off the road.
那好像有个声音告诉我，你现在就立刻把这个车停下来，停到路边。
I said to my friend Sue, something's telling me to pull the car off the road.
那有个声音告诉我，Sue, 我们把这个车呢要
She says, "Don't, you'll go straight to hell, I'll go straight to heaven." So I literally held myself in fear in the car like this as we're driving to the pastor's house, not knowing what's going on. The old man was going to die, you see. I didn't know it, but I know now the devil was fighting and an angel were fighting for my salvation. The fear was so enormous, I thought I was having some kind of flashback from the drugs. So we got to the pastor's house, he welcomed us into a beautiful home, just like this. I was quite impressed because you could never see a priest or a priest's house or anything like that. For me then, it was very surprising. He was the pastor of a new church in San Francisco called Church of the Open Door, which is a big church now. It was just a small church then in a little bookstore. So he taught me about Jesus Christ in his home that night. And I thought, I can know him right now, right here. So he prayed with me. And the fear left. So we drive back to my friend, to the house where I was staying. The girl I was with was across the alley, but I lived at the same house as Sue and Daryl, the drug dealers. They gave me a Bible to read. I started reading the book of John. Probably at 2 o'clock in the morning. By about 5:36, the sun was coming up. I was at the end of the book of John, and my tears were hitting the Bible. And I realized that if I had eaten that angel dust, I would have went directly to hell forever. I was 1 second away from an eternity of terror and horror
and hell.
By his mercy and grace, before the foundation of the world, he knew he would snatch me out of the jaws of death.
And
make me a preacher on fire for him.
Now
I've been through a lot of difficulties and literally to hell and back almost. But he said, "Randy, now you're back. And I want you to share this passion that's in your heart. And the love that I have for each one of my children. If you think, Randy, you are excited to see your daughter get married, you have no idea the joy that is bringing me to bring my body and my children home. This is the message I've given you for this end time. And it's beginning here today. And he said the heavenly wedding is going to be so exuberant. From the second you enter into heaven, the wedding will be going. And we are the bride. So I feel much compassion now. But he said, not compared to the compassion you will feel as you walk your daughter down that aisle. I will pass her over to her husband. And I don't know what will happen from then on. My daughter said, "We're going to give you a microphone and Daddy speak." I don't know what is going to happen from that point on. But I trust my God. My whole family wasn't going to come. All my siblings, my brothers and sisters will all be there. Two sisters, one brother.
我有两个姐妹，一个弟兄。
All of us have physical difficulties.
我们一个人都有一些身体不好的地方，残障。
We all believe God's going to heal all.
我们都相信神会来医治我们所有的人。
Now I'm not saying we're the only people.
我不是说我们是唯一的人。
I believe it's happening all across this country.
我相信整个的国家都有事情在发生。
And all around this world.
而且真的就是在这个世界上。
He said it's happening the summer of your daughter. He didn't say at her. He said the summer of your daughter's wedding.
在你夏天，在你女儿的婚礼上面，事情就要发生。
So all I want to do is the part He's given me.
我要做的就是神托付给我的那一部分。
I didn't know exactly how it was going to work out.
我不知道，就说事情怎么样要发生。
But He told me I want you and go release it at Bing's first.
但神呢，就说让我先在 Bing 的这个地方。
Now my wife can contest to this.
我的太太会做见证。
In the last couple of years, I have spoken with no other ministers except for my friend, my brother here.
我过去好长时间没有给任何人讲，只是给病人来讲。
Under God's instruction.
那就是在主的这样一个指示之下。
But he said, when you leave your on the second day after tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the morning, he said, when you leave your apartment to go.
两天以后你要去的时候
Your lives will never be the same again.
你的生活又不一样
And I said, what? He said, come and see.
神说什么
And let me be daddy.
这
来看 He loves when we don't know what the next move is.
神非常的喜悦就是好多时候我们不知道前面怎么样那种
Realize when he lives inside of you.
那你要知道他住在你的里面
He doesn't just live in one little spot.
他不仅仅是住在一个小小的角落。
You know, it says the Holy Spirit came down as a dove.
圣经讲到呢，就是圣灵来就像鸽子一样。
But it wasn't a dove.
但是它不是鸽子。
It says like a fire.
它是像火一样。
But it wasn't a little fire.
它不是个 small.
It says in Luke, the Holy Spirit came down in a bodily form.
讲到就是圣灵以前有形有体的下来。
And filled Christ Jesus.
就是来充满了耶稣基督。
From the tip of his toes to the end of his hair.
从头到脚。
So now realize God is in every single inch of you.
所以今天呢，神在你们的里面。
When you, He's been showing me when I touch something, He's touching something.
但这就是我们在触摸任何东西的时候，他就要触摸任何的东西。
When I say something, He's saying something.
我在说任何东西都他就在说
It's okay, that the Holy Spirit, that's wonderful. That's the Holy Spirit working. That's the Holy Spirit here. He's hearing the gospel of the truth of the kingdom of the heaven. It's wonderful. I weep all day and they get up in the morning. I just weep because of his great grandeur.
我们今天能来到这就是因为他的这个巨大的这样的爱。
We have so much to look forward to.
我们真的要期待着有好多的事情要发生。
There is no fear of death.
我们不需要惧怕任何的死亡。
There is no fear of nothing.
我们不需要惧怕任何的事情。
We have an eternal kingdom.
我们有一个永恒的家，永恒的国度。
An eternal king.
我们有一个永恒的王。
Who has already won us the prize.
他已经战胜了一切，得了奖赏。
Now he says, "As I am."
他说我怎么样
，So are you in this world.
你们就怎么样
？Yes.
He's the resurrected Lord of glory.
他是复活的主，荣耀的主。
All authority and power is His.
那所有的权柄能力都属他。
And He's given that power to us.
他就把这样的能力也赐给了我们。
We have authority over every disease.
我们对着任何的疾病有权柄。
Every sickness.
任何的这种软弱。
Every demon.
任何的邪灵有权柄。
In the name of Jesus.
耶稣的名。
Christ.
Yes.
Of Nazareth.
Yes.
He told me to say it completely. Don't just say in Jesus' name.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We have the power and authority over everything. Tamara, come over here, please.
Tamara,
come over here, please.In the name of Jesus, brothers and sisters, pray in tongues. You know how to pray. Come with me.
This
is the fourth thing. In the name of Jesus, I want you to look at me. I want you to focus on me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at my eyes.
Hallelujah.
I love you as a man of God.
Everybody can
pray. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes, Jesus.
I rebuke and take authority over the spirit of sickness in this body in the name of Jesus. And I command in the name of Jesus for this body to be whole and clean in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Cancer, Leave this body completely. The blood of Jesus from the top of her head to the toes of her feet. This body is cleaned by the blood of Jesus. I command it as a man of God, under God, on the earth, in Jesus Christ of Nazareth's name. You will be whole.
Amen.
You will be healed.
Amen.
Say nothing, but I thank you, Father, for my healing. For on this day, the third day of July, 2022, you receive your healing. It doesn't matter what the doctors say. It doesn't matter what anybody says. Jesus Christ, Lord of the universe, says you are whole and healed in Jesus' name. Worship and praise. We thank you, Father. We worship you, Lord. We glorify you, Daddy. We thank you, our Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, everybody in this room, do not say one word. But our sister Tamara is whole. Our sister Tamara is healed. I do not want to hear a word come out of one of your mouths. She is not sick. She is healed and whole from this day, this moment on, in Jesus' name. All of your confessions line up with this. All of your confessions be the same. And she'll go to the doctors
Amen.
And he'll say, "Oh my God, Moshe, yeah, it was God that did it." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Confess nothing but the truth from this moment on, Tamara. You are whole, you are healed by the eternal word of God, and
Amen.
No demon from hell can stop it. It is a done deal from this day on. This is the day of your deliverance, and the manifestation is there in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord. We worship you, Father. We glorify you, Holy Spirit, from our spirit. And this is the way the message will go, I believe, from this day forward. Now you have to be humble.
Yes.
Because I was just a street kid. I was just a drug dealing street kid.
Yeah.
But God had a plan before the foundation of the world. And his plan was to bring it all into glory. We are on the brink of this now. When God asks you, what do you say? When people ask you, when is God coming? What do you say? Any day now.
Any day
now.
Any day
now. Any day now. I don't know the day, but I know it's very, very closer than people think. In the twinkling of an eye, it says. The trump of God. The dead in Christ will be raised. And we that are together on the earth will join them in the sky. And forever be with the Lord. The 7 years of tribulation will be on the earth. And we will be in heaven having the marriage feast of the Lamb. The greatest marriage ever to ever be and ever going to be. There will never be another one like it. Think of how excited Jesus is. He's shown me how excited he is. He's been betrothed to us before the foundation of the world. Talk about a long engagement.
And
I have none of this written down. This is all just coming out of my spirit. I encourage you the same way. When you go somewhere, I know Mary does, but pray in tongues all the time. And the Holy Spirit will give you the words to say. And the power how to do it. I didn't know that Tamara was going to be here today. But I know what God said to me, Randy, you're ready now. I said, yes, sir, with all humility.
Yes,
and humbleness. Because I know where he found me. But he saved me. So I love you very much here this morning. This is the message that never ends. When I at the next house, I will talk to them about this house.
And
just allow the Holy Spirit to continue the message. You all do the exact same thing. You have every single thing that I have. And we have every single thing that Jesus has. Not one thing less.
So,
it doesn't matter what your status in life is.
不管你现在生命处在一个什么阶段
You're a child of God
你是神的儿女
And you're a bride of the King
哦，你是这个万王之王的这个
So realize how wonderful of a future we have
我们要知道我们的这样一个一个产业
And tell people
要告诉人
They're all invited
他们都是被邀请的
Hallelujah. Now I feel the Holy Spirit is saying that's the part of this message. Now, any Amen. Questions you have? Is there any questions anybody wants to ask? Anything you'd like me to confirm? Anybody want me to pray for them?
I just want to confirm
yes.
about the house meetings.
Okay.
And, you know, I just totally agree with the message.
那我非常的就是同意他说的 message, 他的信息。
You know, of course, Randy has his part, his... called to be a fiery preacher.
那当然 ，Randy 呢，他是被呼召成为一个就是像火一样的一个宣道士。我在中间嘛 ，Let me stay in the middle.
Yeah.
I'll be here. No, don't.
I totally, you know, like accept him as who he is, his calling.
那我就是以他的本相接纳他的呼召。
What he said, I also did before.As he did.
那他做过呢？我也曾经做过相同的事情。
Now one thing is about household meetings.
那第一个事情就是关于这种家庭性的聚会。
Actually, also I from time to time I just tell people about house meetings. God is going to do powerful work.
那我就是常常跟大家讲的，就是神要做大有力量的事情在家庭聚会当中。
During my service, the most powerful is all in the household setting.
那在我自己的服侍呢，就是比较有力的见证服侍都是在家庭当中。
No wonder today God changed the park meeting to a house meeting.
怪不得神今天改把这个公园的聚会改成了家庭的聚会。
You know, in the past, God sometimes changed the weather when we pray. But today I said, you know, Lord.It's you. You are the Lord. So wherever we meet, it's fine.
之前呢，通常神都会改变天气而为我们的聚会的缘故。但是今天我说，神呢，你是主，你来掌权。
You know, I just give a quick testimony and back in Montreal.
那我就想讲一个见证。之前呢，在蒙特利尔呢。
That time, that's 23 years ago.
那是23年前。
I was filled with the Holy Spirit and come back to Montreal.
那我当时被事情充满，我就回到了蒙特利尔。
Some of the brothers and sisters heard I was in Kansas City, you know, Mike Bickle's church there. Holy Spirit is on fire. They said, we want to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那当地的弟兄姐妹呢，听说我从 Mike Bickle 的教会在美国的教会呢，他们就说，哦，听说你那里有很多圣灵充满，来我们当中，我们也要被圣灵充满。
So they invited me from one house to another.
所以呢，他们就邀请我从一个家庭到另一个家庭。
Okay. But they are thirsty spiritually.
那他们在灵里非常饥渴。
They cook me very good food to feed me physically.
在肉体上呢，也为我做很好的饭来喂养我。
So I went to this brother's house.
那我就去了这个弟兄的家。
And then you know the house setting is very interesting.
那他们的这个家庭那个氛围是很特别。
You do not put God in a box.
那我们不能把神放在一个盒子当中。
This brother has his mother was very fervent Christians.
那这个弟兄呢，还有他的妈妈呢，是非常火热的基督徒。
His mom was a Communist Party member in China.
那这个妈妈呢，是在中国的一个共产党员。
And it's the official, but become a fervent Christian.
那他之前是一个非常好一个共产党员，后来成为了基督徒。
And then, her mom started cooking for me.
那他的妈妈呢，就煮饭给我吃。
But.You know what happened? Because in Montreal, the water, they charge water. Everybody wants to save water.
那在蒙特利尔呢，水呢是要给钱的，所以每个人都要节省水。
So she, you know, the grand baby, child just pooped, and the grandfather, grandmother, in order to save water, just put on the sink to wash the butt.After that, just cook for me. anyway, they just listen to the story how God works.
那这个他的那个孙子煮饭给你吃。
奶奶煮饭给我吃。
Okay.
I feel bad because just wash the butt because they save water, is that right?
Yeah.
Just lift the child on the sink, wash the butt, and then start cooking for him.
哦，所以他是放这个。
Clean the baby.
哦，他们用神水，他们先洗小孩的屁屁，然后做了，然后。
And actually, Oh, Lord, forgive me. Actually, her cooking was very plain. Very, very, you know.
这其实她煮饭呢 不怎么样。
But she's very excited to receive me, is that right?
但是她就是为了你很高兴地接待我。
I said, as a Christian, I shouldn't complain.
那我就说，哦，对，因为是基督徒，我不能抱怨。
But however, it's difficult, you know, I just...That thing washing the butt always come to my mind.
但是他那个给孩子洗屁屁的这个场景哦，老是回到我的那个头脑当中。
Anyway, after the lunch, and the brother said, "Let's pray together."
那之后吃完中午饭呢，这个弟兄就说，哦，我们一起祷告。
I told this story to many, many times. Many people already know this.
那我已经跟很多人讲了这个故事。
And his sister was there. I didn't know the sister.
The wife.His
wife is also there. Wife is a Christian. And he said, oh, let's kneel down to pray. Make the story short. When I started praying, Lord showed me about the sister many things.
那长话短说，当我开始祷告的时候，我就看到她这个姐妹呢身上的一些事情。
Now, this is not something special to me, but the Lord will give it to you when He wants, when you are ready.
那这个对我来说不是很特别，但是呢，当神知道你的心预备好的时候，神就会在适当的时候。
I don't know to preach too long, teaching too long, but when we have that heart, I'm willing to serve.
那当然，我不想讲太长，就是当你有这个我愿意服侍的心的时候。
Not because I am special, Rhonda is special, because we are willing to be servants. Yes.
并不是我有什么特别，或者是 Randy 有什么特别，乃是我们就是愿意摆上，愿意来服侍。
So that's why we know that brothers and sisters, all of us are growing in faith. So that's why we preach here.
我们知道我们所有弟兄姐妹呢都在信心中成长，所以我们在这里讲到。
So the first thing, we are willing to be a servant.
那我们第一点呢，就是我们要愿意成为一个服侍的人。
Second, we recognize God's lordship. He's the Lord.
那第二呢，我们要认识到神的主权。
He will do things He wants to do.
那他要做他想要做的事情。
Our part is the faith.
那我们呢，就是要有信心去相信。
Now this part of the belief, the people who have brains sometimes is in the brain is in the way.
那一般的就是比较有知识的人呢，他们一般自己的思想呢会阻拦他们。
I was one of them.
那我自己也是其中一个。
I was, you know, many people know that I had a bunch of degrees.
那很多人知道我有很多的学历。
So Lord trained me, but when I'm moving in this, become a Christian, I want to obey God. God is the most higher. My knowledge is nothing.
那神呢就训练我呢，当神来主权的时候呢，我的所有知识都要放下。
So that day, when we were praying, I just see a vision of this sisters, the brother, this lady's spine.
那我当这为这个姐妹祷告的时候呢，我就看到一个图像，就是她的脊椎。
We didn't even pray for her. We just praying, and I saw her spine.
我其实当时没有为她特别祷告，而是我们在一起聚会祷告，然后我就看到这个姐妹的脊椎。
So I asked a question: Do you have a spine problem?
那我就问她说：“你的脊椎有问题吗？”
So she was so excited. Said, "Yes. When I give birth to my child, after that, my back pain always follow me."
然后她就非常兴奋，她说：“哦，我生完孩子之后呢，我就是常常有背痛的问题。”
And he was all, I said, what, Lord, what do you want to do? Then I'll keep seeing another vision. I see people gambling in her household.
Gambling?
Gambling,
like,、okay.
gambling.
那我又看到另外一个意象，就是看到很多人呢在他的家里边就赌博。
他家有人对。
哦，他家有人赌博。
I said, someone in your house is gambling?
我就问他，你们家有人赌博吗？
He said, yes, my husband always go gambling and spend money. I'm so worried.
那他就说，哦，是啊，我的老公常常去赌博，我真的很担心。
My faith just rise. I know God is doing something.
那我的信心一下被提升，我就觉得神要再做一些事情。
Anyway, make the story short. So on the third day, Lord told me to pray for 4 days for her.
那神呢，就是啊，跟我说我要为她祷告四天。
So on the third day, she started speaking tongues.
那第三天的时候呢，她就开始方言。
On the first day, the brother said.Lay hands on her, let her speak in tongues.
其实第一天那个弟兄就说，我们现在就为她按手祷告，让她说方言。
I said, you know, just you know, let her
be naturally, okay.
那我就跟他说，就是我们要非常自然的。
And this is a long story, but on the fourth day after I pray, as I finished my prayer, later on she told me her back pain was totally healed.
那了四天之后呢，我们祷告完，她就说她的背痛呢就完全得了医治。
And also we pray for her daughter has a skin problem, scratching.
然后她的女儿呢有就是皮肤的问题。
We also prayed.
那我们也为她祷告。
But that one healed some time later.
那这个皮肤的问题呢是之后一段时间才好的。
This is one story about the household meeting.
那这个就是关于一个家庭聚会。
And then I went to another household.
后来呢，我又去了另外一个家。
You know, these two sisters, they said, we want to be filled with the Spirit. We just pray and lift the hands and speak in the tongues.
那这个两个姐妹就说，哦，我们就想被圣灵充满，我们希望我们祷告啊，就可以有方言，就可以在灵里。
So, after I left Montreal, I heard many wonderful things happen.
那我离开了蒙特利尔之后，我就去听到他们有很多好的见证。
But I didn't really know what happened.
那我其实也并不具体的知道。
Then about 20 years, or 10 years later, I met a girl, a missionary in Vancouver.
那十年之后呢，我在温哥华呢遇到了一个宣道士，一个女孩。
She said she know me.
然后这个女孩就说她认识我。
I said I don't know you.
我就说我不认识你。
She said, Do you remember the day you prayed for my mom and my aunt?
她说你还记得你那天为我的妈妈还有我的阿姨祷告吗？
I was 10 years old.
我才十岁。
After that, my mom had filled with they cast out the demons and healing people.
那之后你为我祷告以后呢，他的我的妈妈就能够就是医治啊，还有赶鬼。
I was profoundly impacted.
那我就是被深深的被震动。
That's why I become a missionary.
所以呢，我现在成为一个宣道士。
You know that was about I 10 or 15 years later.
那是十五六年前。
I said, Boy, you know this is what the Lord is. Yes.
我就说哇神啊，这是你做的。
Another time, and again, that brother, that former brother, invited me to a house meeting.
那还有一个就是同样一个弟兄呢，就请我去一个家庭聚会。
Lord, want us take a communion.
那神呢就需要我们领圣餐。
I obeyed.
然后我就顺服。
Holy Spirit moved powerfully. Everybody just weep. The healing come to their soul.
那这个圣灵大大的来感动，说大家都哭泣。Yes.
Oh, I just said, Oh Lord.You know, sometimes I was a little bit religious. I said, we should have a good setting. We should dress the formally, okay. Pray for a long time, sing and worship. But you know, this just these things, you know.
那有的时候我是很宗教，我是觉得哦，我应该穿戴整齐，我应该就是敬拜有多长时间，大家要怎样怎样。
But God does not wait for us to dress up.
Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
How many people here are baptized in the Holy Ghost?
多少人是被圣灵充满？
圣灵 And that many aren't. Would you like to be?
你们有必要被圣灵充满
？I would. If you want, maybe when we're finished, some people can do it.
Yes.
I will talk to you because if it's explained properly, too many people don't know how to explain it.
Yes.
And I actually have a nice little book actually I take with me because it shows you clearly. It says, "I will pray in tongues and I will pray in the understanding." It's a choice of your will.
You 就是说这是一个选择，就是你可以选择来。接受就是说圣灵的充满，而且在灵里面来祷告，用悟性祷告，也可以用灵来祷告。
Like many times people say, "Hang on, let go, pray like this." It's not like that. When you understand, I will just show you clearly what it says. That when he comes in, he gives you another language. He says, "I will pray in the understanding."
就是当他圣灵在你里面，他会给你另外一个语言。
The key there is
用悟性祷告。
If I will,
而且我们自己也愿意。
So when I choose to speak in understanding, I say, Father, I love you, and I choose to speak in English.
但是我们是要愿意用悟性来祷告的时候呢，我们就选择用英文来祷告。
It says I will also pray in the Spirit.
但是呢，也讲到
I will. See, you've got to make a choice. It's not, the Holy Spirit won't make you do it. I have baptized over the years. I don't know, probably 1,000 or more people been allowed to baptize that many in the Holy Spirit.See, the back,
过去大概有好多年，就是有成千的人圣灵充满。
But my mother would never do it because she said, unless the Holy Spirit grabs my mouth and makes me do it.
我的母亲呢不愿意，她说除非圣灵抓住我的口，让我自己讲。
I said, Mom, then you're never going to do it. She said, fine. And that was fine. But I just say it's not something he's got to force. It's a gift.
It's a choice. Yes.
But it also is the power.
Yeah.
就是说这是一个礼物啊，不是神不会强迫你，但是呢是一个力量的源头。
It says John baptized with water.
Yeah.
圣灵讲呢，就说约翰呢用水施洗。
But Jesus baptized with the Holy Ghost.
耶稣呢是用圣灵来施洗。
So it's available to everybody.
这是给大家是都可以拥有的。
In Acts one place,
在使徒行传
it says Paul came through the upper court of Ephesus.
就是保罗呢来到以弗所一带。
Finding certain disciples.
那看到一些门徒。
And they said, "Have you?" He said, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you've heard?"
他就问你们，接受圣灵了吗？你们，他说没有听到。
They said, "We've not heard of there be any Holy Ghost."
我们没有听到圣灵。
He said, "Under what have you been baptized?"
那你是谁的名受洗的呢
？They said, "Unto John's baptism, the baptism of repentance."
那他说是约翰悔改的礼。
When they heard this,
当他们听到这些的时候
，He laid his hands on them.
所以当时呢，使徒就按手在他们的身上。
And the Holy Ghost came on them.
所以呢，圣灵就充满他们。
And then they started to speak with other tongues.
他们就开始来方言祷告。
Because their spirit is lit up again on fire.
他们的圣灵再次的来充满他们，就说点火。
So it's not like you have to have it.
不是说你非要不可。
To be saved.
也不是说非要你要得救。
But to fight the devil in this world.
但是呢，你要。在这个地上要来打这个属灵的仗
You need that power、
yeah.
你需要圣灵的能力
Jesus never did one thing until he got baptized by the Holy Ghost
所以在耶稣在这个圣灵充满之前呢他任何事都没做
And then he told all the apostles
他告诉所有的这个使徒
Don't do anything
他说不要做任何的事情
But wait in the upper room、
yeah.
等候是在这个等候
You're endowed with the power from on high
但是呢，上面的能力会降下来。
The dunamis of God，
这就是圣灵的爆炸式的能力。
The word is where we get the word dynamite from。
那个话呢，那个 dunamis 就是 dynamite， 就是炸药的那个希腊文原文。
So if he told the apostles not to go，
他告诉使徒呢，先不要离开。
Until they were filled，
直到你上面的能力接受了。
We should all follow that example.
我们也是要来接受这样的一个传承。
So if anybody, I don't know how the meeting will go after this, but I know it's probably gone a little bit long. I don't know, but if anybody wants to come and speak with me after, we'll talk with you. I'll lead you some things in script shortly. And one time I got a guy got in my car. I was hitchhiking. I was from Deep Cove. I was just driving out of Deep Cove. He was born again, and he heard about the baptism. I must have had him in my car for about 8 minutes. We're driving down the road, and he had to get off by the loop was for the buses. And I prayed with him. He said, yeah, I want it. I laid my hands on him. He started praying in tongues. He got out of the bus. I've never seen him again. Within 7 minutes, 8 minutes, I got him baptized.
Yes.
Shelly, that's another lady. Go ahead.
Yes. 就是说他在这个是随时都可能发生。他在这个公共汽车上跟一个人走的时候他就是按手在他上。几分钟他就圣灵充满他就下车了。
See, he'd heard about it too.
他听说过。
But no one could explain it to him that it was his spirit praying.
但是这是因为灵在祷告。
And one more thing, and I will end with this.
那有一点我要在这里可以来结束。
A friend of ours named Shelley. Remember Shelley?
就是有个朋友叫做 Shelley。
We were in McDonald's.
我们在麦当劳。
And she started asking me about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
她就开始问我关于这个圣灵洗的事情。
So while we're eating a Big Mac and fries,
我们就在吃这个薯条Big Mac.
I turned the Bible and show her a couple things.
我就把圣经呢放开给她看几段经文。
I put my burger down,
我就把这个,
and I reached across the table,
我就祷告,
and she put hers down for a second,
她把她的, 吃的东西放下,
and right there she started praying in tongues.
那立刻她就开始放,
in about 4 or 5 minutes of talking to her about the proper way,
就是四五分钟就
开始, and he goes, the Holy Ghost wants to be in you more than you want him to be there.
Amen. 就是圣灵更加的愿意来充满,
but he's a gentleman.
但是呢, 他是一个
绅士, you have to invite him in.
你要来邀请他。
So Father, I thank you now for today. I'm going to release over to my brother. And I thank you for all you're doing here. I thank you for Tamara being healed. It's already a done deal. And we praise you for you're starting this movement. You're starting this message. And I feel privileged and honored to be in this house today, releasing it for the first time. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you. Thank you, Randy. Just the household. Household is very important.
Yes.
Again, it's Bible said one thing which is very important. When we ask, Matthew 7:7 said, "When you knock, it shall be opened to you."
那圣经上有一句话，就在马太福音7:7讲的，当我们叩门，就会门就会。
When you seek, you will find.
寻找就会寻见，叩门就给你开门。
And you ask, it shall be given.
Yes, everyone that asks.
Yes.
Everyone.
And following that, he said, even men, you as men who are evil, when your son asks for fish, you will not give a snake.
Yes. 你们虽然是邪恶，但是当你的儿子问你求饼的时候，你不会给蛇。
When your son asks for bread, you will not give a piece of stone.
对，求饼的时候不会给石头，求鱼的时候不会给蛇。
How much more good gifts the Heavenly Father will give to you?
Yes.
就是神会What's the origin?
神会把更好的东西。
对，神会把更好的加给你。
So basically, Lord will give us the best.
Yes.
神就会把最好、上好、治好的给我们。
At the same time, He give us a free will to freedom.
那神也给我们自由意识呢，我们可以选择。
So here, very important to know that we are spiritual family.
那这个很重要的一点就是我们都是属灵的一家人。
So, no matter what happens, we love each other.
不管发生什么呢，我们都是彼此相爱。
Okay, some people will come later, some people come earlier.
那有些人来早，有些人来晚。
Yeah, so we some people will speak tongues really fast, some will not.
那有些人可能很快就讲方言，有些人可能一直都不会讲。
Most important is we know Lord love us, we love each other.
那最重要的就是我们知道神爱我们，我们也彼此相爱。
But God desires us to live a victorious life.
可是神呢，渴慕我们成为一个就是一个得胜的人。
Amen. Let us pray, and if anybody want to run there to pray,
I will sit here for a little while.
Yeah, and I know him really. Lord uses him to heal many people, baptize many people.
那我们可以再祷告。我知道就是神使用大家使用 Randy 呢，能够帮助很多人的医治。
Hallelujah, our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
Hallelujah, 天上的父母感谢你。
Thank you for today.
主啊，谢为今天感谢你。
We know your presence is here.
我们知道你的同在在这里。
You love all of us.
你爱我们。
And thank you, you love us.
谢谢你爱我们。
We are all your children.
我们都是你的儿女。
Even the non-believers, the Bible said that Jesus never forced anybody to do anything.
那包括就是非基督徒，耶稣说他从来没有逼我们做任何事情。
And the Bible said that God the Father shined the sun to the righteous and to the unrighteous.
就像圣经上说的，这个天，这个日头照不义的人也照义人。
And the Heavenly Father gave the rain to the evil, good people and the bad people.
也降雨给义人与不义的人。
Our Father is all love.
我们的父呢，就是一个全爱的神。
Lord, we just continue. We pray that you just today you increase our faith.
我就祷告神，你加增我们的信心。
So we open to you.
主啊，我们向你敞开。
You just give gifts to each one according to their level of faith.
Yes, yes.
就是按着个人，主啊，你分享你的礼物。
We ask you, your Holy Spirit, right now, you move.
我们求你的圣灵现在来运行。
Use our brother.
使用我们的弟兄。
Randy.
Randy.
And use us all together as one.
也使用我们每一位成为合一的。
Lord, we just thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.